It's time now for the Coach's Show with Dick Newman. For the next hour, Dick visits with area high school coaches. Now here's Dick with the Coach's Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning. Molly Hacker back in the studio at the control panel. We've got a good show coming up here. We're going to be talking to the track coaches down the metro area and probably Bart Hill on and baseball. But we're going to start the show with Janet Larson on softball. We tried back and forth many times last week to get a hold of you, and we had about 10 minutes or so to talk, but the only number I had was your cell number, and you were listening to the coach's show and expecting a call, and it just didn't happen. Technology kind of failed that week, but I do have your landline phone now, so in the future, if I can't reach you on the cell phone, I can always do the landline phone. But you've got four games to talk about. It's kind of past history now, and everybody has seen the results in the paper, but you had quite a run there in the section tournament, Janet, with your team.
Yes, we did, Dick. We have to give a lot of credit to these girls because they certainly kept kind of just rolling as the season was moving on or moving closer to the playoffs. This team just kept chugging away, and we got four wins, and we had two losses in the playoffs. So having six games in postseason is, to me, is a very successful season. We won the two at home that Tuesday. We had beat, Bold and RCW. So that put us into the winner's bracket. So when we played two weeks ago Saturday, we played Edgerton, and Edgerton, of course, is a state tournament team. So with playing Edgerton, I think the thing that I could just say right off the top that all the girls and I certainly have summarized in our brains and have figured out that you have left-handed slappers, it's hard to defend, and Edgerton has a nice little group of left-handed slappers, and they challenged us. Certainly our defense had a couple little glitches, but even more importantly, they're just fast. You get a couple extra steps coming out of that left-handed side of the batter's box. So Edgerton did beat us. We were undefeated teams, and with that loss, they beat us 11-4. Kelsey Lund went 2-for-4 with one RBI in that game, and Lindsey Kranz went 1-for-3. Jenna Berkeley went 1-for-3 with one RBI. Tori Bungarden went 1-for-3. Ashton Molden went 1-for-3 and one RBI. Maddie Patzer went 1-for-3, and Addie Vaughn went 1-for-3 and one RBI. So we had eight hits, which I kept telling those girls, that's a great job against a state contending pitcher. So Haley Wolfslager pitched for us. She struck out 14 of their batters, and again, I mean, a nice showing of her pitching ability. They had, again, just to say that again, those left-handed slappers challenge us, and they're quick, and they ran bases very well. So I thought we played a decent game. I think the girls, gave everything they had, and we just came up on the short end of the runs in that game. So putting us into the loser's bracket, we played a second game on that Saturday, and we beat Murray County Central 2-0. It was a wonderful game for both teams. The less errors that each team had, which I don't have that right here handy, but I think we didn't have any, and I think they had like maybe one or two. Haley Wolfslager did a great job. She started the game off with a triple for us in that game and kind of think got everybody going. So she went 2-for-3 with a triple and a double. Lindsey Kranz went 1-for-4 with one RBI. Jenna Berkeley went 1-for-3, and she had a double. Tori Bungarden went 1-for-3. Ashton Molden went 2-for-3 and one RBI, and Addie Vaughn went 1-for-3. Haley pitched again for us. She pitched a shutout. She struck out 12 batters out of 24 batters that came to the plate. She had one walk and only allowed two hits. So, again, a great Saturday, and for all of us thinking, we're still playing. So we played on, we were supposed to play on that Tuesday, and we went all the way down to Cottonwood, and there was thunder and lightning and rain around, so they postponed it till Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we faced KMS, And it, when you can beat KMS in the season, it's definitely a successful season.
For sure.
So we came out with a win against KMS. We had 7 runs, and they had 2. Haley pitched very well. She gave up 5 hits, and she struck out 14 in that game. For us hitting, Sydney Gertis went 2 for 3 with 3 RBIs. Sydney was on fire in that game. Lindsey Kranz was on fire as well. She went 3 for 4. Tori Bungarden did a great job. She went 2 for 4, and she had 3 RBIs as well. Ashton Molden went 1 for 3. Maddie Pastor 1 for 2. And Addie Vaughn went 1 for 3. So, yeah, that was a very fun game for the girls. They, their intensity, their focus, it's just fun to see these girls when they're on.
Right.
So then we played one more game that day, and that was right away. So we went back-to-back with games, and we faced Wabasso. Wabasso and Lockport, we played such a tight game. They scored 1 run in the top of the first, and we scored a run in the bottom of the third. So it was 1-1 to the top of the seventh. They scored a run on a couple of hits, and then they put a bunt up first baseline, and that's how they got that run to score from third base. So it was 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, and we challenged them. Ashton Molden got up with a base hit right away. She stole second on a pass ball. Maddie Patzer bunted her to third, so we had 1 out, and we had Ashton at third, and just couldn't manage to get a long fly ball or a base hit or even a wild pitch or a pass ball. So the game ended, and we were on the short end of that score. Got beat 2-1, but again, a very well-played game by both teams, and that's just how it happens sometimes. You can get yourself in a good position, and the other team managed to sneak their run across the plate. So Haley went 1 for 3. Haley Welsh-Lugger, Sydney Gertis went 1 for 2 in that game. Lindsey Kranz went 1 for 3. Tori Bungarden 1 for 3. And Ashton Molden went 1 for 3. Haley did another nice job pitching for us. She struck out 11 batters, and she walked 2 and only gave up 4 hits. So we ended our season on that day, and we had 18 wins and 7 losses. So, again, a fabulous job by the girls. Very successful season. Maddie and Haley did a great job pitching for us. As I mentioned a little earlier, our defense and our offense just kept rolling and kind of catching fire as the season went. So a very, very successful season for our varsity softball team.
No question about it, and I think you peaked at the right time, too, at the end.
Yes, I agree. It's exciting to see what will be coming next year for the girls. We're going to lose the 4 seniors, Jenna Berkleyo, Maddie Patzer, Kelsey Lund, and Gretchen Rademacher, and just wish them the best success. The most success is that some of them are going on to play. Jenna and Gretchen are going to play some softball, and, of course, Kelsey's going to play some basketball, and Maddie said she's going to just have some fun playing intramural sports. So we wish those seniors the best of luck, and definitely going to miss them on our team next year.
And I think Jenna Berkeley is going to play at St. Cloud Tech.
Yes, yes.
Technical
yes.
schools, too. So, yeah,
yes.
It's fun to watch them at the next level, too.
Yes, and Gretchen's going to move to Wahpeton to play some softball.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, again, nice, very nice group of girls. Going to miss them, and yet we know that's what happens. They
yeah.
move on, and they're going to have some new successes in life. And
right. Yeah, for sure. Well, your section did very well in the state tournament. If you can't be there, you got to cheer on the teams that represent your section. And Edgerton Southwest Christian did very well.
Yes, they did. They definitely did. They've managed to even have a comeback against New York Mills, the same 2 teams in the tournament this year as the championship game last year, and they came, I think it was like 8-1 or 9-1 in the 7th inning, and they came back and scored a few runs. So the game ended with Edgerton losing to New York Mills 9-6 in the championship game. So you're right, we have a tough section. And
yes, yeah.
Edgerton is definitely a tough team, a very good team. It's fun to see, like you said, fun to see that our section has a top caliber, a whole bunch of teams from KMS to TMB to Edgerton, obviously, to us. So, yes, next season will be an interesting one as well.
That's right. And the girls have a great memories, a good taste in their mouth for next year for the ones coming back, and I'm sure they'll work hard for you.
Yes, they will. And just a quick wrap-up, I'm not positive of the junior high season. JV season went 6-2, so you're right, it'll be fun to see what girls in the JV team. I'm moving up and helping out the varsity team. So yes, it'll be a good, fun spring season, and hopefully it starts a little better than this last one did.
Well, and the weather might cooperate a little better too.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to wait a week. You don't have all the season-ending statistics in front of you, so we'll wait a week and talk about that. I know you've already had your banquet, but you can probably read about some of the special awards and that in the paper, and then you can mention it next week on the Culture Show.
Okay, thank you, Dick.
Okay, that's Janet Larson on girls softball. We'll get on the phone and try to reach the metro area for the two track coaches, and then also try to reach Bart Hill, have him come in the studio and talk about his run in the section baseball tournament as well. We'll be back after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Crestone straight retaining wall blocks are only 59 cents each after rebate. Grab a gallon of Pittsburgh Ultra exterior flat paint for only $10.48 after rebate. Get your choice of Covina faucets by American Standard, $19 after rebate. Relax in a hanging lounger, only $99 after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the 50th anniversary celebration of Jim's Market, located right on Highway 75 in Canby, and they're celebrating with 2 weeks of savings. Price is good through Sunday, June 17th. Check it out. Coke products, 12-packs, 12-ounce cans, 4 for $12. Sparkling ice, flavored sparkling water, just 79 cents each. Kemp's chocolate milk, half gallons, $1.50 each. Essential everyday whipped topping, selected varieties, 88 cents a tub. And gallons of Farmer's Pride or Oak Grove milk, just $1.98 each. Check out this week's flyer for many great 50th anniversary specials. Sale price is good through Sunday, June 17th. And don't miss the big 50th anniversary celebration this Saturday, June 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Jim's Market parking lot. Live music, beer garden, prizes, rib fest, and much, much more. Jim's Market, right on Highway 75 in Canby.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't miss the big 2018 Canby Hat Day celebration Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. Friday's events include a pork supper sponsored by the Oshkosh Wide Awake 4-H Club from 5 till 7 o'clock. Meet the machines, all ages welcome. Come and explore machinery and equipment that serves the Canby community. Self-guided Twilight Garden Tour from 5 till 8 p.m. Maps at the Chamber Booth at Central Park. 5:30, Kids Pedal Tractor Pull sponsored by First Security Bank. And from 5:30 till 7 o'clock, virtual reality experience sponsored by the Yellow Medicine County Fair. All events located at Central Park unless specified. For complete listing events, go to www.canbychamber.com. It's 2018 Canby Hat Days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. Don't miss it.
Come on over to Nassau, Minnesota for their 125th celebration. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. There will be a car and bike show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that Saturday. All kinds of music, including the Man in Black, Country Mile, Dane's Country Dutchman, and Nasty Habit. There will be inflatables and other activities for the kids, a community church polka service, a big parade Sunday, June 17th at 1:30 p.m. Don't miss the fun. Help Nassau celebrate 125 years, June 15th, 16th, and 17th.
All right, back here at the radio station for the Culture Show, able to get a hold of John Sherb. And John, as I'm speaking, is in progress to find Sherry Hansen. And between the two of them and Paul Lowry, who coaches the weights for the boys and the girls, we can talk about the results from yesterday and what's happening today. So I do know you do have somebody in the finals today, and then I don't know what else, John, so go ahead.
We got yesterday we had one finalsman on the boys' side. That was Mike, was in the 2 mile, and then Kaiser was prelims of the in the open eight, and that was kind of our big thing there, and so led off of the 800, and Kaiser was in the 8, and he was, we want to survive. That was the biggest thing. Yes, we want to run fast, but like I told him, I said, we don't want to waste any energy in that open 8. We want to get into finals. And right. I said, I will take a second and any time there just to get to the next, because the top two are automatic. And he ran a gorgeous 800, looked effortless, and he PR'd. That's the funny thing about it. His 800, he went 156.96, I believe it was, and that would get him, that's his personal best right there. It was second overall behind the kid from Melrose, who has the fastest time coming in by, I think, 0.3 of a second or something like that. So he didn't beat him by much, but just Kaiser just did what he needed to do to get in. So he will be in the finals of the 800, he's got a shot. He's got a shot to win it, and that'll be the fun part of watching to see how well he can handle it and find out how fast he actually can run. Because, like I said, he's a PR like that. It didn't look like he was working that hard. That's good. So he is in the finals. They'll run finals, I think, about 5 o'clock or so. He runs finals of the 800. Okay. So that was a good start there. Then the 2 mile last night, Mike Qual ran really, really a big time 2 mile for him. He broke 10 minutes. He ended up getting sixth. Looked really good through early part of the race. The first 800 meters was really slow. It was, as we would say in distance runners, is pedestrian slow. First 800, no one wanted to lead. And I looked at my wife. And I said, I'm thinking they should start throwing some candy out here because I think they're at parade pace right now because they really were slow. Then the three big dogs of the race decided to go and they separated it real fast. But then Mike just got in there and just slowly was staying right in that sight. He could see seventh place pretty much was 4 or 5 seconds in front of him. So he saw that whole way and just kept working himself into it and moving up and moving up. And he ended up getting sixth last night in 2 mile with a time of 9:52. I'm not exactly sure of the tenths, but I want to say it was like 4:03 or something like that it was. So that will be actually, it's a PR for him. It's a new school record. He broke the school record that Ryan Swenson had at 10 flat. So that will, that's a good start there. So, to get sixth place, coming in when he was seated really, really back with his 10:15, he was like 14th out of 16th. So just shining at the right time, as you want to say.
For sure. Yeah. And then that's it for the guys.
Then we got 4x8 today.
Okay.
We're all done. We had two events last night. 4x8 boys will run at about, we're in a slow heat, which I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, it's nice to run with the fastest kids because I think we can run a lot faster than we came in, but we're not going to have to fight the bodies and, as I always say, debris around because you're going to have people that's going to, in your way, people handing off. It's going to be a mess that way. So we'll be in the first heat with that, and I'm thinking we can do our job. We'll really we'll be fighting for a medal in there. I'm thinking to get to the podium with this crew and see what they run. But I think it's about like 4 o'clock we'll run that 4x8. So see how that goes today. And then Kaiser will come back in that 800, which will be about, oh, I think 2 hours afterwards. So he'll get a good rest and get his legs back. And so he should not have any issues with that at all from that 8. That should be a good warm-up. So
he'll run.
But that's where...
He'll
run both. He'll anchor our 4x8. We're going to go back to our Howard Wood lineup of order. We're going to lead off with Mikey today just because we want to get out on the front side and see how long we can stay and press the issue on the front, and then have Kaiser in the bullpen there to do the job to finish it up for us. That will kind of do our rotation. So.
Good. So the girls had an event yesterday, and then was long jump?
Had two events here. I can give you to Sherry. Sherry's right here, so I can give Sherry and also to Paul. They're both here. So.
Sure. Okay. Great.
Okay, here I'll go. Here's Sherry.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. Congratulations on Julie Overton, and certainly be talking to Paul Lowry, too, as he coaches the weights for both the boys and the girls. But
pretty exciting.
Oh, it certainly is. That had to be a personal best, too.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Go ahead and let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, first I was just going to mention that Avery Bartunek did long jump yesterday also and had a little bit of a tougher time. It was her first time at state, and Kester and I both think that she warmed up, she did the best she could, and just, you know, it's a whole new setup down there, and it's just kind of intimidating, and there's a lot of athletes and lots of stuff going on around, and we think she did the best she could, just wasn't hitting like she wanted to, as far as she was on the board, but just wasn't getting the height and stuff, and I'm sure nerves had a part to play in it, and it was a little cool, and to her credit, everybody in all of the flights were like a foot to 2 feet behind what they came in with, so there wasn't anybody that was jumping out of the park yesterday, so... You know, I just kudos to her for getting there, and she did a great job all season. So I just wanted to mention her effort yesterday too. So, and I'm going to let you talk to Paul because he coaches the throwers and does a great job with the girls, and it came through yesterday. You know, Julie's got the skills and the talent and stuff, but he's the one that gets them there. So I'll let him brag her up a little bit because she did an excellent job.
Okay.
Morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning, and congratulations there, Guy. State
Thank
champion,
you
coach. Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty pretty exciting. Pretty exciting day. So, it was a good way to finish off the season. We were a little nervous there for a little while, but she ended up coming through and doing what she needed to do. So,
talk about how many throws did she get?
Well, you start out with 3 throws in the prelims. Yeah. And her first throw was not quite up to where she usually performs. She threw about a 102.
Okay.
And then coming into her second throw, the disc kind of came out of her hand funny and was about a 95-foot throw. And so at that point in time, the pressure was really on, because she needed to throw about beat a 111 to even make the finals and have a chance to continue to compete. And, we talked to her, just tried to calm her down a little bit and told her all it takes is one toss. You know, just go into the ring and relax, get a nice entry, and just do what you do. You've done it 1,000 times. And boy, did she. She ended up with 130 feet, 8 inches and set a new PR, a new school record, and was good enough to win and bring home a state title. So that was pretty exciting.
And that held up then?
Into the finals.
How many were in the finals then?
So then they take, off after the prelims, they take 10 into the finals.
Okay.
And so she, her throw held up, and she had another, decent tosses, threw a little bit better in the finals than she did in the prelim, with the exception of the 130, but she did not improve upon it. So the 130 feet eight was her top throw, and it was a fun day, a fun experience. So she was pretty excited, and her family was all there, and everybody was fired up, I told her it's a testament to your fortitude. I mean, the chips are down, you know, a lot of pressure gets put on yourself there. And she stepped up and did what she needed to do. So that was pretty exciting.
Where was she at going in, you know, compared to the other girls going into the tournament?
Based on the seedings off the subsection. So, and that was the thing. The tournament was really open. You know, so they seed you based on what you throw at sections. But looking at throws throughout the year, Nora King from Canby, she'd thrown a 130 before. There was a gal from Johnson from that had thrown in the 130s and some high 127s, 128s. So Julie had a 127.1 at the section meet, which was the best on the season for her.
Okay.
And that placed her at third. She was the third-seeded thrower going into the tournament. So we know, you know, so she knew what she was capable of, and she'd been hitting around those 130s in practice and stuff before, too. So, you know, we knew that placing high was definitely in the cards. And, you know, this was her third time down, and she'd made the podium the previous 2 years before, too. But I think as a sophomore, you know, unfortunately, there's a little more pressure that the athletes put on themselves. You know, I remember back when she was an eighth grader, made the state tournament, and, you know, it was just kind of exciting to be there. You know, that was an accomplishment of itself. You know, who's heard of an eighth grader making the state tournament? Doesn't happen very often. And she came out and threw even better and ended up placing, I think, fourth that year. You know, and so by the time, you know, you get to that point where it's kind of expected of you, I think that the pressure gets to be a little higher.
Sure.
But she did a nice job of coming through, so it a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, you said it in your summary here, the best thing about it is she is a sophomore. But
yeah, absolutely.
You know, now she'll have a target on her back, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Never can take that accomplishment away, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. She'll always be a state champion regardless of what happens going forward. So
yeah,
pretty exciting.
Should be a motivation to work that much harder and try to better herself. But regardless of what happens in the future, like you said, she'll always be a state champ. So that's fantastic. Congratulations to her and her family, and also for you for showing her the technique and trying to settle her down. And I bet you were excited when you saw that thing go out there. It's still going. It's still going. It's still going.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a good one. You know, we talked about just get nice, easy throw here and make finals, but I'm glad she put one out there and didn't necessarily listen to everything I had to say. So.
Okay, well, congratulations to yourself, Sherry, and John, and we'll hear about today's results. Call back to the radio station, let us know how things go, and then certainly we can talk about that with John and Sherry and yourself if you want to come down next Saturday morning.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the track coaches live from the metro area, and they'll be calling back some results as the afternoon goes along today. We'll take this break and come back with more of the Coaches Show after this.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 17th. What dad wouldn't like a new Lazy Boy recliner from Fisher Furniture in Madison? You won't find a better selection. They start at just $299.95. Fisher Furniture also wants dad to get a good night's sleep on a brand new Omaha two-sided mattress. Omaha has been in the mattress business for over 100 years, so you can count on quality and durability. Fisher Furniture has a nice selection of sofas starting at $599. Whatever else you need in home furnishings, you'll likely find it on the showroom floor. That's Fisher Furniture, owned and operated by Dick and Denise Fisher, right on Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Congratulations. We hear you're engaged. Time to head to T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right along Highway 212 in Dawson, and set up your bridal or shower registry. At T&D Barnwood Rustics, they'll help you with tips and advice to create your home sweet home with popular housewarming gifts to help make your new space feel like you. They'll make it easy for your guests to shop with gifts for any budget. And the great thing about a wedding and shower registry at T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson is that there are lots of options, and it's so easy to set up. Stop in and visit with them today or check them out online at barnwoodrustics.com. They're located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 605-695-5292. And in their bridal registry right now, Barb B.B. Billiot and Warren Walschlager, shower date August 10th and wedding September 22nd.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Tufty Auto and Sales also has several bikes, ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Whitten Able Construction of Madison, Minnesota specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitten Able Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitten Able Development Properties also has storefront space on Main Street, Madison.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, who has 12 years' experience as an attorney. Or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Did you know the revenue generated by corn, soybeans, and livestock supports our local schools, funds our highway projects, and supports our fire and rescue services? All of those simple services that make our lives convenient and protected. Check out the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Facebook page. This message brought to you by the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoffs. Proud sponsor of high school sports on Q92.
Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country. Heartland is gonna save you money on a truck or car. You know where we are, right in the heart of truck country. An excellent selection, the biggest one in town. People love our prices and they come from miles around. We got new trucks, used trucks. See the deals on all our wheels. At Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country.
See Heartland Motor Company and Morris online, heartlandmotor.com.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Crestone straight retaining wall blocks are only 59 cents each after rebate. Grab a gallon of Pittsburgh Ultra exterior flat paint for only $10.48 after rebate. Get your choice of Covina faucets by American Standard, $19 after rebate. Relax in a hanging lounger, only $99 after rebate. These deals are so crazy they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Back here at the Coaches Show, unable to right now to get a hold of Bart Hill. Knowing him, he's probably manicuring at the Madison Memorial Field after Junior Legion or VFW games last night, but also attempted to reach Barry Brace to talk about tennis. We were unable to talk to him last week, too, and his season is now a week over, and we will contact him. I know he Paul tried yesterday to reach him, and he told him, and he did, but he told him that he would be en route someplace today, that if I wanted to try to reach him, I could, but chances are I wouldn't be able to. And that turned out to be true, but we will have him on next week to talk about the section individuals and also to wrap up his season. We're waiting to find out if Bart's going to be down here. They're, after I'm done with this spiel of the Culture Show, Molly will be playing some more commercials, and we're hoping that he can show up and talk about those games in the section tournament. But also to once again make note of the state golf tournament for both the Lacaparo Valley girls and the Lacaparo Valley boys, a two-day tournament next week. And I know Paul Raymond will be up there. He gets excited when he goes up there and does golf because he has to whisper. You can't talk loud when you're doing golf coverage. If he's a couple hundred yards away, he'll probably be doing cartwheels. But otherwise, you have to whisper when you're covering golf. So Molly's going to play some more commercials. We're hoping that we can reach Bart because we still got 15 minutes plus to talk about some baseball and recap his season. Not the recap of season, but to talk about the great third-place finish for the Eagles in Section 3A. So with that, we'll send it back to Molly.
It's the 50th anniversary celebration of Jim's Market, located right on Highway 75 in Canby, and they're celebrating with 2 weeks of savings. Price is good through Sunday, June 17th. Check it out. Coke products, 12-packs, 12-ounce cans, 4 for $12. Sparkling ice, flavored sparkling water, just 79 cents each. Kemp's chocolate milk, half gallons, $1.50 each. Essential everyday whipped topping, selected varieties, 88 cents a tub. And gallons of Farmer's Pride or Oak Grove milk, just $1.98. each. Check out this week's flyer for many great 50th anniversary specials. Sale price is good through Sunday, June 17th. And don't miss the big 50th anniversary celebration this Saturday, June 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Jim's Market parking lot. Live music, beer garden, prizes, rib fest, and much, much more. Jim's Market, right on Highway 75 in Canby.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't miss the big 2018 Canby Hat Day celebration Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. Friday's events include a pork supper sponsored by the Oshkosh Wide Awake 4-H Club from 5 till 7 o'clock. Meet the machines. All ages welcome. Come and explore machinery and equipment that serves the Canby community. Self-guided Twilight Garden Tour from 5 till 8 p.m. Maps at the Chamber Booth at Central Park. 5:30, Kids Pedal Tractor Pull sponsored by First Security Bank. And from 5:30 till 7 o'clock, virtual reality experience sponsored by the Yellow Medicine County Fair. All events located at Central Park unless specified. For complete listing events, go to www.canbychamber.com. It's 2018 Canby Hat Days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. Don't miss it.
Come on over to Nassau, Minnesota for their 125th celebration. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through the 17th. There will be a car and bike show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that Saturday. All kinds of music, including the Man in Black, Country Mile, Dane's Country Dutchman, and Nasty Habit. There will be inflatables and other activities for the kids, a community church polka service, a big parade Sunday, June 17th at 1:30 p.m. Don't miss the fun. Help Nassau celebrate 125 years, June 15th, 16th, and 17th. Father's Day is Sunday, June 17th. What dad wouldn't like a new Lazy Boy recliner from Fisher Furniture in Madison? You won't find a better selection. They start at just $299.95. Fisher Furniture also wants dad to get a good night's sleep on a brand new Omaha two-sided mattress. Omaha has been in the mattress business for over 100 years, so you can count on quality and durability. Fisher Furniture has a nice selection of sofas starting at $599. Whatever else you need in home furnishings, you'll likely find it on the showroom floor. That's Fisher Furniture, owned and operated by Dick and Denise Fisher, right on Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Congratulations. We hear you're engaged. Time to head to T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right along Highway 212 in Dawson, and set up your bridal or shower registry. At T&D Barnwood Rustics, they'll help you with tips and advice to create your home sweet home with popular housewarming gifts to help make your new space feel like you. They'll make it easy for your guests to shop with gifts for any budget. And the great thing about a wedding and shower registry at T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson is that there are lots of options, and it's so easy to set up. Stop in and visit with them today or check them out online at barnwoodrustics.com. They're located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 605-695-5292. And in their bridal registry right now, Barb, B.B. Billiot, and Warren Walschlager, shower date August 10th and wedding September 22nd.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Tufty Auto and Sales also has several bikes, ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Whitten Able Construction of Madison, Minnesota specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitten Able Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitten Able Development Properties also has storefront space on Main Street, Madison.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, who has 12 years' experience as an attorney. Or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Did you know the revenue generated by corn, soybeans, and livestock supports our local schools, funds our highway projects, and supports our fire and rescue services? All of those simple services that make our lives convenient and protected. Check out the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Facebook page. This message brought to you by the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoffs. Proud sponsor of high school sports on Q92.
Back here at the Culture Show, we struck out with Bart, not able to reach him, and we'll have to talk to him next week along with Janet Larson, the the tennis results and the golf results. So, and Sherry and Hanson and John Scheer will be in the studio talking track. You know, sometimes we, in the spring, it's so hard to get some all these sports in that we don't give credit where credit is due for sponsoring the Culture Show. So we made up for it today. Molly said we've gone through our list like three times here already. But once again, as you go into some of these merchants, certainly thank them for sponsoring high school sports here and the Culture Show and everything on Q92. It's a nice service to have for a very small town, and a lot of other radio stations are very envious of what we do here, Paul Ramo and Maynard and Terry. So we appreciate the sponsors that make this all possible. So before I sign off here, I got a couple jokes. I know some of you always like to listen to some of these. So here's one of them. I want to die peacefully, like in my sleep, like my grandfather, not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car. And then secondly, and finally, a recent study found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than men who mention it. So once again, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.